Okay.
Welcome to the Permaculture Pimp Cast with your host, the Permaculture Pimp Daddy and the Pasture Raised Pimp. Get your recommended daily allowance of permaculture, preparedness, and practical living. Tip a pimp. Stay alert, stay alive. Permaculture is my passion. Oh yeah, welcome to the bonus episode of the Permaculture Pimp Cast, the only pimp cast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, and practical living. I'm really excited about today's episode, but before we get into that, as always, this episode brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com. Bam! Turn that simp into a pimp. Also, Heaven's Harvest, y'all, 10% off with promo code PERMA. All the things you can't produce yourself, you might want to consider getting those things over there. Remember, all the seeds we planted from them, y'all, are batting 1,000. They are knocking it out of the park. Also, you can check us out on the Fountain app where you can tip a pimp. Drop a little bit of that sat or satoshis, whatever they call them things. I don't have William here to correct me. But don't also forget, y'all, EMP Shield 50 bucks off with promo code PERMA. Remember, EMP isn't necessarily your biggest threat. It might be a lightning storm. So when you got your house protected by that, it's also a surge arrester. Take that from an electrician like me with 25 years as an IBEW journeyman wireman. So know what I'm talking about in this stuff. And let's not also forget Harvest Right freeze dryers. We got a link for those down below should you require one. All right, y'all. So without further ado, I'm going to get into a guy that I had the great pleasure of speaking to the other night. And when I did, I had to have him on the show. Folks, there's a whole lot going on out there in terms of what's going on in the world, what's happening with events. And when I say events, I'm talking about the contrived ones, you know, like maybe the stuff over in Hawaii, maybe the stuff that happened in California, maybe all the things that you see up from the mainstream prostitutes out there, the profligate prostitutes, the politicians and the pundits, all of those peas are out there lying to you up one side and down the other. So what does it mean to you at the end of the day? It means preparedness in forms of permaculture, preparedness, and practical living. Well, check that out. My man today, T, has put together a festival where, folks, if you've listened to this podcast for any period of time, you know that one of the biggest complaints I've had out there are these asinine distinctions that we've had between the homestead model, the preparedness model, and all these other models out there. Well, my guest has had exactly the same thought, but decided to actually do something about it. So without further ado, we're going to talk about what he's done about it and how you can be a part of it. How you doing, my man T? What's up?
Appreciate you, Billy. Thanks for having me on the show first. Same old, man. Just Sunday trying to get moving, get situated. Excited to be here.
Well, excited to have you. We spoke the other night, and our friend, a mutual friend, my man TD over at Texas Boys, folks, if you haven't checked him out before, you want to go check that out. Also, the Fearless podcast, and they're like a brother, sister, well, we're going to say brother and sister podcast because he is, in fact, married, and so am I, along with us. So go check them out. But he made the introduction between the two of us, and that is how things happen in this world, y'all. When you don't have idiotic egos involved, we make introductions to one another for other people of like-mindedness, where we find out where we have this overlap and how we can help each other get where we're going. So he made the awesome connection with you, my man. What do you got coming up here? What, first of all, before we get into that, why don't you give everybody a little bit about your background, because it's really fascinating and interesting, like where you came from and what brought you ultimately to this work.
For sure, Billy, for sure. So, you know, background was pretty humble beginnings. Growing up, my father was kind of a gypsy, really. First 15 years of life was no electricity, no running water. We lived out in the middle of nowhere, you know, lived off the land. I would say we were survivalists, but it was more of a survivor, barely surviving scenario. You know, we were good at starving. That's a good way of putting it. And so as I moved along through life, I figured that the big city was where it was at. You know, big cities where it's at. I've lived in Chicago, Detroit, all these different huge areas that I no longer try to even grace their presence. And I found out that living in an area that you can take care of yourself was where it was at. So my wife Amber and I, about 8.5 years ago, we left Indiana, sold everything we had, and moved here to northwestern North Carolina. And we've been working on our homestead here. It was our dream to become self-sufficient, because the world had went to it's been going to a very bad place, a downhill spiral, and we saw that. So we started going to a lot of different events, and we found ourselves really disappointed with these events. We go to this event, we would watch PowerPoints, we would buy a book, and go home, and we would be at the exact same place we were when we started. And that, except for we had a book, you know. So we decided that we should try to put something together ourselves that to bring like-minded people together and networking. I can't stress enough, networking, just like TD, when we got together, he introduced us to you. You know, people need to take those blinders off. They need to open their minds a little bit. They need to quit putting themselves into one category. I'm a prepper. I'm a homesteader. I'm a bushcrafter. I'm a tactical guy, whatever it may be, and come together as one and learn from each other. Because with the world in the state it is, we've got to become well-rounded individuals. And that's where Mountain Readiness started. We had our first event last May, went off very good. We brought all kinds of different people from all different walks of life. We had bushcrafters. We had, Chris Weatherman, Angry American. We had Mike Dixon, the Fit Farmer, homesteaders and bushcrafters, and everyone coming together as one, and it went off great. So we said, let's just keep doing it. So this October, we have our next event coming up, October the 20th through the 22nd, for Fallout, we're calling it. And this is going to be another just get together, camp, hang out, do some classes, and most importantly, network with one another, because that's what it's coming down to. You can't be the blacksmith and the hunter and the fisherman and everything all at once. You've got to have your network. That's number one. What we're pushing is set aside your differences, set aside whatever that difference may be. It could be religious. It could be, you know, however your lifestyle that you live, set aside your differences and learn from each other, because there's going to come a time when you will be relying on your neighbors. It's inevitable. The lone wolf scenario, it's great. It's great in movies, and that's it. So that's what we've got. That's where we come from, and that's where we're going.
Man, I love the way you roll. But I, you know, one thing that I thought was really, really awesome about the way you put this together was exactly what I've been envisioning for the longest time. And that is a fusion of all these different things. Because if you go to a Homesteaders Festival, you have the typical Homesteaders Festival, and it's almost, in my mind, in many ways, have become somewhat milquetoast. Now you have another festival later on in the same month in October and it's amazing how much overlap there is between all of you. I'm hearing feedback, by the way, on your end once again. I think we got that corrected. Or no, maybe we don't. Yeah.
Yeah, I had my mic was off.
Yeah, it looks like we're good now. I mean, whenever I do these kind of interviews, folks, if you hear any kind of feedback or whatever, this sort of thing happens all the time. You have no idea. And the thing is, it only happens with Patriots. Okay, back to where I was. You know what's happening later on that same month? You've heard me talk about it before. That's the Kentucky Sustainable Living. That's going to be October 28th and 29th. But folks, no matter where you are, there are people that I see. They make the circuit from one festival to the other, to another gathering, to another one. And why do they do it? Same reason why I find the need to do it. Fellowship. Because most of us come from places where we're in enclaves, where we're all alone. Or maybe you might have a neighbor, maybe you might have two. But when you go to these places and you can cross-pollinate the information you have and then learn things. And then you know what I invariably find out every single time I go somewhere, T? I'll go to a festival, let's say it's 6 hours away, only to come across with a guy that's really about a half hour away from me right up here. Happens every single time. But just like you, what you got going on there, the same exact thing is happening with Kentucky Sustainable Living, where they fused basically the preparedness model also with the homesteading model. And they should be combined. They should be combined. So why don't you tell everybody what this gathering of yours is going to look like? I mean, it's not going to be, as you stated, I imagine, somebody standing in front of a PowerPoint the whole time and you walk away with nothing more.
No, this is actually, we are striving to do the hands-on. Not that we don't have a few times where there may be a little classroom beforehand, but our focus is on hands-on because there's no better teacher. You know, I'm a very visual learner. If I can touch it and I can move it around, I learn 10 times better. A lot of people are the same way. So, you know, our last event was hands-on chicken processing, pig processing. We had a gentleman that was there that was showing actual log home construction, Sherpa survival. He was actually not showing all of our notching and putting it together at different times of classes. This one here, we have Sue LaRue, which is part of Tactical Rifleman Team, that will be doing the step-by-step method tracking. So that's something that you don't see a whole lot at these events. We've got guys showing how to do pemmican making. We've got a group out of Lenore, which is a local company called Troy's Gate, that goes into the mental preparedness aspects. So we just got all these different aspects of preparedness all at the same place in a wide variety. You know, I've talked to individuals who their prep is to when worst case scenario happens, and it's going to, that they're going to take their ammo and they're going to go out and just take what they want. Number one, shame on you for being that's your direction you're going. Number two, please come to my place first. And then you have the homesteader side of this. And their prep is homesteading and all these important things, growing food, but they have no homestead security. And you have some of the bushcrafting groups who their idea is they're going to run out into the forest with a bow drill and a blanket and a tarp, and they're going to make it through whatever bad comes from. Look, if these are the preps that you're planning on running with, you are not going to make it. You know, it's going to take what our forefathers were. And that was they hunt, they fish, they grew their own food. They took care of themselves. They fought the elements. They fought whoever came to take what they had. I mean, this is where we have to be. We can't get ourselves stuck in this one little spot all the time one little area. You know, we've got to take the blinders off, quit looking at one leaf on the tree, start looking at all the leaves.
That's what I loved about having the conversation with you the other day is that, number one, it's all hands-on by and large. You also have this fusion, and I don't know that I've ever heard it put better than what you just described there. These, and I forgive me, folks, but I don't know what else to call it. To me, it just seems asinine to just be that guy out there. Back when I first got, what got me introduced to all this was initially the preparedness movement. Everybody had their pet thing. It'd be a guy that'd be in the guns, but he didn't have any food put back. There'd be a guy, just like you said, knew all about growing this and that, but had no means to protect it. And what you're describing there is exactly what we've been trying to do at our homestead, where we take all the things I learned in the military, all the things I learned as a U.S. Army sapper, all the things I've learned in permaculture, all the things I've learned in all these other preparedness instructors, and try to fuse it in something that makes sense for my family. But it's amazing to me how many myopic people we have out there that don't necessarily, and it could be out of ignorance, but it could be just straight up foolish pride. But I, like you, I've always enjoyed the ones, and I can't believe they have the audacity, I dare say the balls, to sit here and tell me, because I've heard it many times before, well, I'll just go hunting, or I'll just go take what I have. Yeah, go ahead and try that. See how well that works out for you, because you might come across somebody like yourself, or maybe somebody like the people we know, and maybe that's your first stop. And next thing you know, you're going to be fried, died, and laid to the side right after you come up to my place looking for trouble when you should have been more prepared. Back to your event. Let's get into, first of all, where it's going to be at, logistically, where people could stay, and what's the cost going to be for this sort of thing?
All right. So our October get together that's coming up is both in the same place. We have a 106-acre campground, the Van Hoy Family Campground, right off of I-77 in Harmony, North Carolina. This facility, like I said, it's 106 acres. It's right off I-77. It's outside of Statesville. We have hotels all the way around, as well as this campground has multiple hookups, 50-amp hookups with water. We have primitive camping throughout the entire facility. There's showers at the facility. There's a swimming pool at the facility. Not that you're going to do that in October, but hey, maybe. Maybe we'll do it anyway, jump in there. It's going to be right there in Harmony, North Carolina. Super convenient to get there. Literally, it's just right off the interstate. As soon as you take the exit, you hang a right, boom, you're there.
Okay, so that's going to be in Harmony, North Carolina. Beautiful place to be, y'all. What about the cost for this? There's going to be a lot of people, yes, I'm sure, that want to come. Is this a family event? Is it going to be a place where people can bring their kids?
Yes, family event. And we've charged, we've made this one $35 a person. 12 and under is free. And then the, of course, if you decide to stay on site, the camping is a separate charge to the campground owner. We try to make this a good price, and it's a beautiful time of the year in North Carolina as well. Leaves are changing. Campfires actually feel good. Coffee tastes better. So we wanted this to focus this whole thing on just networking and getting together and just bring people together to socialize. It's so important in this day and age to get outside the box. I was homeschooled growing up for the most part of my life, and we used to go to a lot of homeschoolers conventions, and that was a very high point in our lives as children, because you get that building relationships with other people. And in this particular community of prepping and self-sustainability, we do sometimes get into that rut to where we just don't want to go anywhere. Right. We don't even want to socialize with the outside world with good reason. I mean, the world has become a bad place. But at the same time, you have to, as humans, we are made to interact with other human beings. It's important for growth. So we made this event $35 a person. That's it. You come, all the classes are free. We're not charging for anything of that. And of course, you're going to be doing a class now with us, which we're super happy about. And that's going to be the knot tying, correct?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to knock the dust off of some. I'm not knocking the dust off of it. I'm going to be doing the knot tying class. I'm going to be showing y'all a lot of unbelievable things that you can do with the shoestrings you have in your boots, and also with a little bit of rope. I'm going to show you how to do some pretty incredible things that you've probably never seen before and you didn't know was possible. And it's all, that's going to be a microcosm of a larger class I will ultimately do on my own. But I've done this class numerous times before, and I got to be honest with you, T, the ones who love it most are kids. It's for kids, it's for adults. And then when we get together and we're going to put up a one rope bridge, and I'm going to show you how to build a Swiss seat, which is basically a harness. And I'm going to show you how to do it with your boot laces that I'll provide. So, I'm looking forward to it, but I got to be honest with you, bro. I'm looking forward to a lot of the other classes you have out there, because there are skills that you have presenters bringing to this that I don't have, I'm not even going to pretend and act like I know how to track. Certainly not to the extent of Sue. I want to be a part of that.
Sue is an incredible guy. He is an incredible guy. Sue and I are working together also. We're going to start trying to put together, after the event, a monthly tracking get together. Just every month, we'll do like a weekend in a different spot, And of course, Sue, this guy, you know, Green Beret, actually French Foreign Legion, Green Beret,
wow.
You know, his entire life, he's been in this business. He was part of the Joe Harden group. And of course, Joe Harden is, you know, one of the top trackers in the world, really. And Sue actually took the Joe Harden method and incorporated it and wrote the book for tracking in the Green Berets. So this man has not only taught this class, but he's actually used it for, well, the military version of it. He's very good at what he does. So we've got that. We've got Jax Janega, which is a wild card wilderness survival. She's actually going to be doing tree medicine and wild edibles. There's still a few things at this facility that she can do at that time. Amazing at what she does. We just did a class with her. We also do intensives. We're working to do intensives in between these events where people can come and do a class with the instructor, go down the rabbit hole a little bit deeper. We actually did one with her just a few weeks ago where we made homemade pine tar. We made iodine from the husks of walnuts. We derived salt, reduced hickory roots to derive salt. Burn bowls. I mean, all these different type of skills. You know, it's not that I'm going to go out there and rub sticks together if I have a lighter in my pocket. But there's no such thing as useless knowledge either. You know, learn everything you can. And that's what we're shooting for with this event.
That's what I'm so excited about, is that there's a whole host. You know, I'm kind of, some people would maybe call me a subject matter expert regarding some of the things I teach. But everything I heard you describe there, I will openly admit to everybody out there, I am a walking dunce regarding these things. So this is where I'm thinking, okay, you know what? Some of my background with rigging and knots and all that kind of stuff, it's probably going to be a great benefit to maybe some of these other people out there teaching. In fact, I've been in that case before where I've taught this knot class, and there were guys out there that walked away with some pretty – they said, man, I didn't know about this knot. I'm going to start using it. The next time I saw the guy, he was actually using it. And then in turn, he showed me how to do some snares that I didn't even know existed. So like it's like you said, it's this – beautiful cross-pollination. When you find yourself around these people, you have a whole gang of people out here with knowledge that I don't have, that I want to get, that maybe if I can go out there with my family, maybe I can't attend all of it, but maybe my wife goes, she already said, I mean, regarding the last person you mentioned, the one lady, I don't recall her name. She's already
Max.
Right. She got on the website. She's coming with me. She's like, okay, I know exactly what I'm doing out there. She's excited about going. So my son, I guarantee there's going to be knife stuff going on out there where he's going to probably gravitate in there. Everybody, yeah. Basically, we're going to bring as much of the family as we can because we still have to maintain a farm around here. We might have to rotate out. But the point being is that at this location, you have got a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of instructors. I mean, we're talking world-class kind of people out there, y'all.
Yes.
The fact that it's only $35 is jaw dropping to me. I know also you're going to bring in my homeboy, my brother from another mother, Bear. Yeah, Bear's going to be there, right?
Yeah, Bear Independent and Refuge Medical. And if you do not know who Bear Independent and Refuge Medical is, please jump on their site. We are going to be doing we've already kicked it off. We're selling 20 tickets for a VIP lunch on Friday, that people can, have a meal with Bear and all of our instructors, and all the proceeds are going to go to Caleb House, which is his nonprofit. Of course, you know, if you don't know who Bear is, Bear has been fighting the war on trafficking for many years. And, you know, way before, the movie came out that opened everyone's eyes, this guy was out there kicking doors and taking names. But he also has dealt on the back end of, you know, rehabilitating these kids that have been, you know, abused and just tortured by these sick pedophile individuals in the world. And so he's actually, they're breaking ground, I believe, this next week. They just had a fundraiser just this last week, and they're going to start building the first facility at Caleb House to help house these children after the fact, because, you know, everybody wants to do the high fives, like Bear said, you know, go out there and kick doors in and find these guys and slap the cuffs on them. But then what happens to these kids after the fact? These kids, there is only, I think he was saying, 400 beds available for these trafficked children. But you have hundreds of thousands of victims every single year. And, you know, where do they go from there? Because inevitably they get kicked back into the system, and a lot of them end up becoming predators themselves because of what they were exposed to. So we're going to have Bear there. He's going to be talking about the trafficking and what he's doing to stop it. We're going to raise money for Caleb House. Even if you can't come to our event, go to calebhouse.org and throw something his way, because this is all self-funded. He gets nothing from the government. We already know what happens when you start taking money from the government, how that ends up. So, yeah, Bear Independent will be there. Of course, Chris Weatherman, Angry American, will be there, the author of the Going Home series. You know, he just pushed out book 12. Awesome survivalist. Of course, he was on season one of Alone. Him and his good friend, Alan Kay, which won season one of Alone. He was at our last event, and we're looking to try to get him back at the May event. So yeah, we've got a ton of instructors. Now our May event is going to be our biggest one too. Our first one that we put on in May, we had over 80 classes a day with 40 instructors. So it was jam packed, nonstop, class after class after class. We're also going to have Scale, North Carolina Scale, that's going to be there. Our good friend Todd Sweeney will be bringing snakes to the campground. You can play with them, pet them, hold them, and he'll be teaching about, you know, what to look for as far as, you know, it isn't about which snakes are not poisonous, it's which ones are poisonous. So, you know, how informative is that? We all walk through the woods. Who knows? Maybe you see a snake, maybe you get bit. Super important. He was at our last event. Everybody loved it. We're going to have him back at this event. So if you have a fear of snakes, and come by, we can take care of that for you.
Well, if nothing else, you come across a snake, I've been known to eat a few. So, I mean, if it comes down to it, I mean, you never hey. Know. I mean, they're all edible to some extent.
That's it.
Man, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. You're good. I was agreeing with you. I've had a little snake. I'm not a huge fan, but the hungrier you get, the better they taste.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it tasted really good when you're in the jungles of Panama and you're out there with a Puerto Rican dude that snatches a hold of a boa. Next thing you know, you're cooking him in an ammo can looking for dinner, you know. Hey, for all those out there, make sure you always travel with a little bit of salt, because we didn't have none. And trust me, eating boiled snake ain't the most tasty thing in the world. So, yeah, I mean, man, I'm just floored at what you got going on out there. I know you got Mike Dixon, or I think he's going to be coming out as well. The Fit Farmer.
Yes, he's going to try. Yeah, Mike Dixon, Fit Farmer, Mike and Lacey. Mike is an awesome guy. Him and Lacey are just the salt of the earth. I can't put it any other way. They're at our first event. They've helped us immensely throughout. You know, I want to say is, people, I am no expert in any field whatsoever. If anything, Mountain Readiness was put together for the purpose of admitting that we didn't know everything. I mean, that was the whole point to me. It was, how do I learn these important aspects of survival and homesteading, and you know, not spend a fortune on books and watching, you know, YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and all these platforms. They're a necessary evil. I get it. But there's a lot of dangerous stuff that's out there on the internet as well that will steer you down the path that you don't want to go. And, you know, we started this whole Mountain Readiness for the purpose of bringing people together to make sure that we are teaching safe canning and safe practices. Mike Dixon and Lacey, Mike and Lacey are just some of those people that are just top notch. They know their stuff. Hopefully they will be there this time. They've got a lot going on currently, but they plan tentatively of being there at least for a day or so. So, and of course, we also got, just for the fun of it, we've got a couple people from Forged in Fire that are some good friends of mine, Kyle Gahagan and Stephen Bryan, both of these competitors and winners on Forged in Fire. Joe Flowers from Bushcraft Global. He is in the Amazon currently, but he's going to try to be coming back at a point to where he can come to this. So we're going to have a big, huge event on Friday night, just of a chopping contest between all these bladesmiths that we've got. So there's a little bit of everything for everybody here at this event.
Now, in terms of there's a lot of events right now, at least ones that I've been to, where it's kind of touch and go on the food situation. Either, you know, they enlist food trucks, they don't show up, or there's a way to get food out there. I mean, people are going to want to know logistically what is available. Is there anything around there? Will anything be provided? Could they buy food there? Are there going to be vendors out there?
Yes, and we're going to have some vendors out there. We're also going to have a couple food trucks that will be on site. The Creaky Tree will be there. Amazing food. This guy does Shane. He is a top-notch chef who decided to put it on the road. So you're not getting a hot dog. You're getting this fancy, you know, cuisine out of a food truck. So we really love having him at our first event. We're going to have him back at that. And then, of course, with Statesville, where this is located, there's tons of different restaurants and stuff around this camping facility. Within 15 to 20 minutes, you can have just about whatever you want. So, yeah, the amenities and everything around there, there's plenty of places to stay. 30 minutes down the road, if you're not into the camping thing, there's hotels. So within a short distance and drive, you can get whatever it is that you need.
Now, do you have a list of, I know you're still putting things together, mm-hmm. and do you have an itinerary for what's going to happen each day yet? And also, is there going to be a designated time, let's say, for fellowship, or is it, you know, how what does a typical day look like?
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're Friday, we're going to start classes and keep it to about one class per instructor. Saturday will be around three classes per instructor, and then Sunday will be one class per instructor. Well, it gives a little breathing time for everybody to move around, socialize, and fellowship. Our May event, we cram pack a whole lot more into it. This one here, we want it to flow a little bit better to where people can get out there and talk and not worry about missing a class. On our website at mountainreadiness.com, we're putting classes up, and those are free, but we have basically a register here for the hours of the class so we can get a head count. Don't get confused. I know, you know, websites, you try to dummy proof them. It never works. But all those classes, you're $35 a person, that covers it. It's just so we can get a head count and say, okay, this time we're going to have 20 people, and next time, you know, we're going to have 15. So those are all being put on that website, and people can go there and see what we've got going on and register for the times of those classes. And if you don't register, that's fine. I mean, we're not going to say, oh, no, you didn't register for that class, you can't come to this one. But we're trying to make it structured a little bit to where it flows nicely.
Now, a lot of other festivals right now are having this phenomenon, and I understand the reasons why, that people are unwilling to commit long-term out because of the quirky nature and the shaky ground in which this country, and I dare say the world, is on. So they don't necessarily want to buy tickets a month and a half out when they're thinking, oh, shoot, there might be nukes flying any day, you know, whether that's, you know, likely or unlikely. It's $35. I mean, and believe me, $35 ain't nothing to sneeze at. I understand that, but that is absolutely unbelievable for what you're likely to get out here. So if anybody, are you going to have tickets exclusively online? I imagine, can they go to your website and get them? And if not, are they going to be able to buy them at the gate?
Yes. Yeah. We're going to be selling tickets at the gate as well as online. And of course, online is nice, folks. I mean, it helps us out. It frees us up a little bit. So we appreciate it if you jump online and do it. If you don't, maybe you find out about us last second. Hey, more than welcome. Come on out. We're gonna take tickets at the door as well. We don't want to turn anybody down or away from getting together in fellowship, because you and I both know also when it comes to these social media platforms, it seems like we get we get censored down. You know, I'll put posts out there and no one sees them. So I get it. You know, we have tons of people at our last event that said, oh my gosh, if I'd have known you guys were having this, you know, we would have definitely come to it. And so, you know, just like we were talking about, you know, Mike's kicking out and clicking noises on the phone. Hey, you know, we're in the limelight. That's fine. We're gonna keep pushing and we're gonna keep pumping this out as much as we can to get people informed because it to me it's life or death.
Well, it's gonna be a great benefit to them, y'all. If you plan on going, please get your tickets as soon as possible because it gives them an idea in terms of a headcount what they can expect. And it's not like this is a massive cost. Like some of the other festivals, some of the more well-known festivals out there where they're charging somewhere in the neighborhood of $600 a head. I mean, for like a two-day event where you don't get a fraction of what you're going to have here. And it also sounds, I mean, honestly, it's just like the Kentucky Sustainable Living where they have a VIP dinner where it's going to benefit Vets for Child Rescue, which is Craig Sawyer's group. Well, the one over here is going to be benefiting the Caleb House. And look at where it's all going, folks. We got all the money in the world to give over to Ukraine. We got all the money in the world to give to all these countries. And, you know, you can decide for yourself whether or not they like or hate us. But at the end of the day, I'm not down for giving anybody money as long as we got American vets on the street flipping coins, wondering whether or not they're going to take their heart medication or whether or not they're going to eat for that day. So in order, y'all, this is one of those times where we got to party with a purpose. Bear is doing incredible stuff out there. You've heard me talk to him before, y'all. He's a friend of mine, and I hope to get him on soon to even put a kind of an exclamation point on all the wonderful things they're doing over there and for the benefit of these children that are suffering every single day at the hands of these wicked pedophiles. And, you know, that movie was great for what it exposed, but what it didn't expose is that it's happening at the highest echelons all throughout this country. And it's not just the little pissant dude on the street that's doing this, the little squirrely guys, the people you see on TV. It's the politicians in the White House and all the way down. It's the people, it's these world leaders over here and there. It's the people at these junkets they have for the very wealthy and elite out in California in these giant, massive forests where they do unthinkable things. Look, I'm not trying to go too dark here, y'all, but this is a case. This is a time where you can go out there, get yourself trained up, divide and conquer. Go out there with your whole family. Say, okay, Jimmy, you're going to go. What class interests you? Take your kids out there. What class interests you? Okay, go over there. We're going to cross-pollinate this when we get back to the house. Okay, Susie, you go over here. What do you like? Divide everybody out there and do what we do, what we've talked about forever and a day, where we send our son off to Australia to go learn under the best, Jeff Lawton. Well, what did he do? He came back, evangelized it to his family, and now on YouTube to the world. I go somewhere. I learned under somebody who's the world's best. I'm about to do it up here in Canada here in about 2 weeks. Don't worry. You're going to find out about that. I'll come back, cross-pollinate with my family, get it out there to everybody else to know. And then the same exact thing is happening right here at this festival, folks, where you have it all under one roof, where you have enormous, unbelievable, world-renowned experts all under one roof, so to speak, all talking the same language, highly accessible. It's not like one of these places where they're up on the stage and you can't, they got this gauntlet of security around them where you never get to ask a question. You never get to talk. Well, it sounds like they've taken care of every provision out here to where you have full access to everybody, full access to each other, full access to knowledge. And honestly, at that time and the place, look, folks, I don't know how many more times you're going to have. I don't know how many more times, I'm going to be frank here. I don't know how many more times you're going to have this option with the way things are shaking down. I'm not playing the fear game. I have no monetary benefit to any of this. All I know is at the end of the day, people like T and myself and all the people he mentioned there are doing this. It's a thankless job. You're not doing it for the money because I guarantee at $35 a head, they ain't making a dime. In fact, they're probably going to lose money on this deal. So, folks, I'm asking you to go out there for all you people that are beating down my door saying, hey, man, I'd love to come tour Permapastor's Farm. Well, you ain't coming out here because you're a security risk. I don't know you. And unless I know you very, very well, you're not going to be stepping into Billy's Jungle Palace of Love. It ain't going to happen. And there's a reason for that. So if you want to get the next best thing, get acquainted, get out here, get trained, get to know all these other people, maybe get to know me, maybe where I feel comfortable having you by. But if I don't know you, you ain't coming here. So at the end of the day, y'all, this is the place where you can get everything you need all under one roof. Like I said, I don't make any money. My man T, I guarantee ain't making a dime out of this. So get out there and get yourself squared away. Brother, what else would you like to add that I didn't put in there already?
You know, you touched on a lot of places, and I don't want to go dark with everything either, but I'm going to tell you, this world has been geared towards making us slaves to society. And these upper echelon, these elitist and sick, disgusting weirdos that run this country, this world, they desire nothing more than complete control. They don't care about your money. They don't care about anything but controlling the population. All right. It is easy to be scared and not want to go out of your safe zone, your bubble, right? I get it. You know, you don't want to have that limelight on you, because our media shows us over and over again what happens to you if you buck the system. I'm not saying go out there and do stupid stuff, but here's what I am saying is this world, we've got people running around being paid by certain individuals whose names start with George, money to loot and burn down their cities and cause complete chaos, millions and millions of dollars of damage to their own homes. And you get paid a couple bucks and you think you're fighting the man. You are the problem, all right? You are the problem. You want to make a difference in this world? Then stand up, go out, fellowship together, and fight these elitists of this country by unity. This whole thing of race and all this stuff, we are pawns, okay? Everybody saying, oh, that's racist and this is racist. Look, everyone in the time of man has been enslaved at one point in time or another, all right? The Irish, I lived in Indiana for 20 years. The Wabash Canal was built by Irish slaves. The Jews have been enslaved multiple times throughout civilization. We all have had this, but these elitists, they play on these things in order to get us to be pawns in their game. People, you're playing their game. Don't be scared. You can't be. You've got to get outside of that box. You've got to network. You've got to fellowship with like-minded people. You got to put aside your differences for the betterment of man. And if the little step, just take that first step. If you're not coming to Mountain Readiness, go somewhere else. Do something. Reach out to your neighbor and say, hey, let's get together once a week and just plan and work together and learn to be self-sufficient and to coincide with one another. All right. And that's really what we're shooting for here is get outside the box. Don't be scared. Don't let these elitists, these evil hierarchies rule your life, because they're doing it. How sick is the world that every day you get up and you go to the grind, you get in your square car and you drive to your square cubicle and you stare at your square computer screen and you come home and you do your 40 hours and then you turn on the square TV and you do it for what? You do it for pieces of paper with dead people on it. And you think you're living the American dream? You're not. You're not living the American dream. You're living their dream. And that's to control you. So quit letting them control us. Let's get together. Let's make a plan together.
That's what I'm talking about, y'all. We're going to leave a link down below for everything you need to know. And we're going to have T back on as we get approached closer to this. But folks, I am definitely letting you know right now that you have got, I can't echo more of what he just said, y'all. You have got to fellowship. Whether, I don't care if it's somebody down the street, I don't care where it is. They want us divided. They want us divided, and we're letting them do it. Every time we say, oh my goodness, I don't want to go out here. I can't afford to go out here. you know what? You got to, you can afford a pack of cigarettes or some beer or whatever, but you ain't got money to get out here. Look, I got no sympathy for you. I'm not going to make a case as to why you ought to go here, because honestly, before it's all said and done, I think there's going to be so many people here blowing up, showing the powers that shouldn't be. You know what? I'm still here. I'm going to be very, very hard for you to kill. And that's exactly what you're going to acquire out here. Those skills that make you do all the things necessary you need to keep yourself, your family, and all those people you care about alive in these crazy times. We're going to put a link down below, but where can everybody find you, bro?
Sure, Billy, for sure. It's mountainreadiness.com. That's going to be our website. All of our social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube is all Mountain Readiness. That's R-E-A-D-I-N-E-S-S, Mountain Readiness, all one word. You can check us out right there. Tickets are on sale right there now. The VIP lunch for Bear Independent and Caleb House is up on our website. You can pay for all that. It even kicks you a prompt to the phone number for your camping if you decide to camp on site. And, man, I'm just looking forward to it, Billy. I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad that we got together. It's amazing the networking when you start reaching out, you know, what can happen. You know, it just keeps going and going. It's, last May, Mountain Readiness was nothing. And today here we are hanging out with the Pimp Cast. And Bear Independent and all these things. Look, people, it's take that first step. This is how it starts. You know, you take that first step, you get out there, you put yourself out there. That's fine. It's what it's about. You're going to make mistakes. You may have setbacks. God knows, our 8 years here, you know, it's so sad that my first year, I was supposed to get like half the stuff done that I still haven't finished in the 8 years, you know, But here we are still plugging away, and that's what it's about. Fighting, keep pushing, keep fighting, keep networking, keep moving forward.
That's what I'm talking about, y'all. I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward because I honestly believe this thing is going to blow apart at the seams. I can't wait to see all of you out there, y'all. We're going to have him back on as we get closer to this event. Until next time, y'all, stay alert, stay alive. Yeah, I'm talking saucy. All they wanna build is a prison world full of pet Tamagotchis. They kamikaze, got me out of body like I'm Goku SS3. They wanna push me to the center like a cell. They wanna spin up at the center of the next is me. They want me to bow down, but I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior. I will never bow down.